I pictured that, or tried to. Maybe Cherry stood still and watched the sunset while she was supposed to be taking the garbage out. Stood there and watched and forgot everything else until her big brother screamed at her to hurry up. I shook my head. It seemed funny to me that the sunset she saw from her patio and the one I saw from the back steps was the same one. Maybe the two different worlds we lived in weren't so different. We saw the same sunset. Marcia suddenly gasped, "Jerry, look what's coming!" We all looked and saw a blue Mustang coming down the street. Johnny made a small noise in his throat, and when I looked at him, he was white. Marcia was shifting nervously. "What are we going to do?" Cherry bit a fingernail. "Stand here," she said. "There isn't much else we can do."
"Who is it?" Two-Bit asked. "The FBI?"
"No," Cherry said bleakly. "It's Randy and Bob."
"And," Two-Bit added grimly, "a few other of the socially elite checkered shirt set."
"Your boyfriends?" Johnny's voice was steady, but standing close to him as I was, I could see he was trembling. I wondered why. Johnny was a nervous wreck, but he never was that jumpy. Cherry started walking down the street. "Maybe they won't see us. Act normal."
"Who's acting?" Two-Bit grinned. "I'm a natural normal."
"Wish it was the other way around," I muttered, and Two-Bit said,
"Don't get mouthy, pony boy."
The Mustang passed us slowly and went right on by. Marcia sighed in relief.
"That was close."
Cherry turned to me.
"Tell me about your oldest brother. You don't talk much about him."
I tried to think of something to say about Darry.